Danielle Phipps, who present the quarter 3 and 4 community crisis dashboard. For the sake of time, I will be brief in calling out what the changes and updates are to this version of the dashboard, which is available in your packets. As promised before, this dashboard will continue to evolve as our teams work on various data collection methods and our ability to refine the information that is collected. On page 1 of the dashboard, you'll notice that there is a table that shows a visual about the annual changes in the unique clients served and the high volume need and high need and high volume zip codes across the community. I do want to call out that there was a decrease of 8.4% from 2021 to 2022 of unique clients that were served in the community crisis services. And the last column of that table does show the percentage breakdown of each zip code. On the last page of the dashboard for real estate purposes, it does break down that information by quarter for each zip code so that you're able to view those trends over time. In most areas, those decreases occurred in the last two quarters of 2022, which does align with the closure of PCS and the inpatient hospital. The hypothesis at this time is that that was impacted largely by the number of referrals for Team Connect, our service and crisis services that provides linkage and follow-up to clients post-discharge, and so that number of referrals to that service did drastically decrease with the closure of those services. It also aligns with some challenges that our crisis services have had in staffing and that we're working on for recruitment at this time. So just some hypotheses that we're speculating on, but I wanted to call out that we did recognize those decreases in certain areas and are looking into analyzing other data sources to see what other things we might be able to identify to give some rationale behind decreases in certain areas. Page 2 of the dashboard is not new, but it shows client experience surveys for the services that currently use client experience surveys. Our leadership team is working with Dr. Jamalski and the quality team to explore, one, how we can increase the responses of the clients that we're serving, and also finding some other data collection options for client experience to help people have more ease in submitting those responses. So we're currently exploring QR codes and telephonic options to see how we might be able to implement that survey in more programs across crisis services. Page 3 of the dashboard, I think, is the most exciting new addition. It's the first opportunity that we have to be able to show some outcome metrics and the reduction of risk for clients that are being served. This information shows the initial and last assessment data, self-reported by individuals being served at our access clinics and through Team Connect. First and last assessment includes Columbia Screen, which shows individuals' decline in self-reported suicidal ideation or suicide attempt behaviors. I'm really proud of the great work that is being done in those services and the reduction of those thoughts or behaviors. So again, we're continuing to look at implementing this screen across the different crisis services in the ways that work best for the workflows between our outpatient clinics and our crisis mobile services as well, and we'll continue to show that information over time as we feel confident that that information is ready to display before this board. Are there any questions or comments that I can receive at this time?
I see none. Excellent job, Lauren. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.